This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. National Conference leader Omar Abdullah has taken oath as the Chief Minister of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha administered the oath of office to Mr. Abdullah along with his Council of Ministers at Sher-e-Kashmir International Convention Center in Srinagar today. Others who took oath include senior National Conference leaders Surinder Chaudhary as Deputy Chief Minister and Sakina Aitu, Javed Rana, Javed Dhar and independent candidate Satish Sharma as ministers. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, leader of opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav, former CM of Jammu and Kashmir Mehbooba Mufti and other leaders of India bloc attended the swearing-in ceremony. Haryana's acting Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini has been elected the leader of the BJP Legislature Party. Union Home Minister and Party Observer Amit Shah informed this after the Legislature Party meeting at the party office in Panchkula. He said that in the meeting, the name of Nayab Singh Saini was proposed unanimously. Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav have congratulated Mr. Saini on being elected as the leader of the Legislature Party. Union Ministers Dharmendra Pradhan, Manohar Lal and other party leaders including BJP State President Mohan Lal Badoli were present in the meeting. Now, Mr. Saini will meet Governor Bandaru Dattatreya with the BJP Legislature Party and stake claim to form the government. The swearing-in ceremony will be held tomorrow at Shalimar Ground in Panchkula. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that development and growth hinge on peace and stability. The minister warned that cross-border activities marked by terrorism, extremism and separatism undermine efforts to boost trade, energy flows, connectivity and people-to-people exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar addressed the 23rd meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Council of Ministers of Government in Islamabad, Pakistan today. The External Affairs Minister pointed out that disruptions such as extreme climate events, supply chain uncertainties and financial volatility are already affecting growth and development worldwide. The minister also voiced concern over the debt, terming it as a serious concern. He stressed that cooperation between nations must be founded on mutual respect, sovereign equality, and recognition of territorial integrity. Dr. Jaishankar also underscored the relevance of India's global initiatives within the SCO framework. He highlighted India's leadership in the International Solar Alliance, which promotes renewable energy, and the Coalition of Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, which aims to mitigate the impact of climate change. On the second leg of her three African nation visit, President Draupadi Murmu has left for Mauritania from Algiers. The president was accorded a warm ceremonial farewell. She was seen off by the Prime Minister of People's Democratic Republic of Algeria, Nadir Labawi, and other higher officials. During her one-day visit to Mauritania, President Murmu is scheduled to have bilateral meetings with Mauritanian leadership and interact with the Indian diaspora. The Supreme Court today criticized the Haryana and Punjab state governments for non-compliance in one of its earlier orders related to air pollution due to stubble burning. A bench headed by Justice Abhay S. Oka directed the Commission for Air Quality Management to take penal action against Haryana government officials for failure to take action against the violators. The bench, hearing the issue of non-compliance with CAQM directions, set a one-week deadline to prosecute violators. The apex court summoned the Haryana Chief Secretary to appear on 23rd October to address the issue. It has also directed the Chief Secretary of Punjab to remain present in the court next Wednesday and explain the non-compliance of the order and why no action has been taken against officials. Union Communication Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that 46% of the total digital transactions in the world are done in India. Addressing the inaugural session of the International 6G Symposium at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Sindhya said that in August this year, around 1.5 billion transactions of $275 billion took place on UPI. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.